When asked before session whether the Alaska legislature had a harassment problem, Ketchikan Representative Dan Ortez gave a tentative no.
I don't think it's wide-ranging. However, I don't think that anybody really knows the level that it exists because of the reluctance and understandable reluctance of reporters.
But in recent months, the legislature has been reconsidering that question, rocked by high-profile reports from female staffers. Accusations were brought against Wasilla Senator David Wilson, and after legislative aides accused Kiana Representative Dean Westlake of making unwanted sexual advances, an investigation was launched. Westlake later resigned. And this weekend, a Juneau woman told the press that Bethel Representative Zach Fansler assaulted her in a hotel room after a night of drinking. House Speaker Bryce Edgman is now calling on Fansler to resign. Edgman's statement reads, quote, "I am overcome with sympathy and respect for the victim. It takes immense bravery to bring these matters forward." While protecting her identity, the Juneau Empire reported the woman is a state employee. Until these events, sexual harassment within the Alaska legislature had little visibility. Since 2000, the Legislative Affairs Agency has conducted 11 investigations into sexual harassment and 2 into other kinds of workplace harassment. But what about cases where victims haven't come forward? Senator Bert Stedman says he's seen bad behavior when tensions run high.
Door slamming, windows breaking, screaming, hollering, sometimes vulgar language, that type of stuff goes on.
Though new to the building, Juneau Democrat Justin Parrish says there's pressure among young staffers who are at-will employees hired twice a year to stay silent if something happens.
The perennial concern is, if I should report, I'll never work in the building again. And that's hard to bear.
Many lawmakers agree that the legislature's policy for handling sexual harassment, adopted in 2000, needs an update. There's a 6-member subcommittee working on this. They released a draft version last week, building off language from the Oregon legislature. Whereas current policy has just one paragraph on how to report harassment, this draft has 10 pages. Eagle River Senator Anna McKinnon, who is on the subcommittee, wants potential victims to know they have options and that any formal investigation will be led by someone outside the legislative branch.
That member's case would be investigated externally so the public had great confidence in the outcome and that it wasn't politically either underreported or overreported.
Many lawmakers interviewed for this story said that unbiased investigation is key in a workplace where everything a staffer does can have political consequences for his or her boss. The draft policy would map out those structural changes. But what about cultural changes that can't be written in words? What about behavior that isn't illegal but uncivil or uncomfortable? Anchorage Democrat Ivy Sponholz wants to create an environment where staffers can talk about that too.
What I have been most surprised by was, you know, how uncomfortable our staff felt filing complaints or bringing up concerns to the legislators that they work for or to the Legislative Affairs Agency. That says to me that, you know, our culture is really, really broken.
But the culture is better than it used to be. McKinnon says the legislature was a bit of a, quote, good old boys club when she joined in 2006.
And I've seen these new younger men that are coming into elected positions be more sensitive to equality for everyone. It's a cultural transition that we're going through, and I think it does take all of us standing up and saying some behavior is unacceptable.
For Sitka Democrat Jonathan Christ Tompkins, that's meant coming to terms with the scope of the problem. He said all these harassment allegations have produced sobering conversations, and he hopes a zero tolerance policy.
We should be held to, at the very least, the same standard everyone else is, which is no illegal, predatory, or harassing behavior, but ideally a far higher standard, and we're not there yet.
As of press time, Representative Zach Fansler had not responded to the House majority's call to resign. The next meeting of the Sexual and Workplace Harassment Subcommittee is Thursday. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.